Welcome to the podcast. My name is Jamie Knight, and I'm a realtor from Cajun Country, Lafayette, Louisiana. The goal of this podcast is to add massive value by bringing insider access to our area's top agents and also agents from around the country and the South. My hope is that you can take a few things from their experiences to grow your own business. I'm so excited to welcome Colorado Springs commercial agent Caleb David to the podcast. I'm so excited to have him. We got to some really good stuff, so I can't wait to tell his story. And his last name for all you guys in Louisiana is actually David, and it's not David. So just one little side note. But Caleb, welcome to the podcast. How are you?
Thank you so much. I'm glad to be here with you and to be with your listeners.
Yeah, absolutely. So start off, I guess, with telling us a little bit of the backstory on how you got into the real estate business and then some of the personal struggles that you had in your backstory, because I want everybody to get the whole picture. They're seeing you've got it all together now, but I want to hear, you know, kind of the backstory and how you got to where you are.
Yeah, well, you know, I don't have it all together now. it's just now that I'm aware that I don't have it all together. So, and that I don't have to, but you know, my journey into real estate actually was, it just happened. It was one of those things where my background's actually in the nonprofit sector, was raised very conservative Christian within those circles. And so that was kind of the path that most people took. And so I was in that world for about 20 years, ran my own nonprofit called the Table Initiative that closed thanks to COVID, but we did a lot of work around social justice issues around the world and making them not issues, but humanizing the situation. So I've spent a lot of time on the Syrian border. I've spent a lot of time in Ethiopia, where my kids are from. It's a very hard life that doesn't pay very well, right? And you're dealing with hard things all day, every day, justice issues. And so your emotions are up and down. And so I was at a place where I was kind of at a burnout. And a friend of mine came to me, and he just said, have you ever thought about real estate? And I just moved to Colorado about a year before. And so didn't really know. We knew some people. But at the same time, I was just like, well, it sounds good, you know, and I'd always thought residential. I'd never thought commercial, but this firm was commercial and they were looking for an assistant and someone to possibly become a broker. And so there was another job opportunity that came up around the same time. And I ended up saying at the time I was 35, I think 34, 35. And I was like, if I don't do this now, I'm never going to do it. So I took the leap and got into commercial real estate. And so kind of the way it was set up is that I had 90 days to decide if I wanted to do it or not. So I had the luck of having a trial period, so to speak. And that would have been in 2014. And so the market here had not rebounded yet. So it was still slow. So I just decided to go ahead and go for it. And, you know, after about, gosh, less than 90 days, I decided let's do it. And so the Christmas season was coming on. And so I just decided let's jump into it. You know, let's start the classes, let's do that. And so I just did the self-paced and I just put myself through it in less than 30 days and took the test and got licensed. Ironically, at least in Colorado, the license for commercial is the same as residential. So you don't really learn anything about commercial. So I was licensed and armed, but really knew that I needed experience. And so worked with a small boutique firm for many years. And within that first year, I really just tried to figure out how do I fit into this market, you know, because it's a primarily white, straight, male dominated market, at least in Colorado Springs. And that's been how it's been historically. So how do I, a half brown person, fit in? I'm new to the community. And so, you know, I really just put myself out there and just focused on building relationships, taking what I learned from the nonprofit sector, which is the importance of giving people respect and dignity. I'm not a sales guy, you know, and if you're listening and you're not a salesperson, that's okay. Yeah. You know, because who you are is what you need to sell. You just need to be able to show up authentically. And so I did my best at that time with the tools that I had. And after the first year, my peers voted me as the rookie of the year. And then all of a sudden the phone started to ring. And then, you know, the title companies were calling. People wanted to take me to lunch. You know, the lenders started calling. And so I just used what I learned from the nonprofit sector and just moved that over into real estate. And thankfully, within about 2 years after I started, the market started to turn. And about 3 or 4 years in, I finally was like, all right, you know, I think this can be a career. So I've been doing it ever since, and absolutely love the job that I do in commercial real estate.
Yeah, absolutely. So tell us a little bit about, you know, because a lot of us are residential guys, but tell us a little bit about commercial and what's important to people right now in Colorado. What would you say is kind of the top things that people are really looking for when it comes to commercial space?
People are cautious right now. And so they're being a lot more thoughtful. And sometimes I think to a fault, because we still have to run our businesses. But what we're seeing a lot of is people moving from larger office spaces into a little bit smaller, or going into a little bit more spaces that are a little bit more flexible, you know, or have amenities, and trying to encourage more people to come back to the office. We're seeing a huge, post-COVID, we saw the industrial market just absolutely explode because people were now, retail was so badly affected that people started going to smaller spaces and then storing product offsite or for online sales. So we've seen, when I got into this industry a little over 10 years ago, you could buy an industrial building for $40 a square foot. You are hard to find anything under $200 a square foot now.
Wow.
So massive, massive change. And that's over a little over 10-year period. But post-COVID, the need for that kind of product became very, very, very popular. So, you know, but people are out there. They're moving. You know, a lot of people, you know, last fall, they were very much like, we're going to wait to see what happens with the election. And now, you know, people usually, they have some excuse at some point, you know, if they're not really ready to pull a trigger. And if they're not ready, they shouldn't. But we're seeing a lot of small and medium-sized businesses come to market. I do a lot of consulting for the Small Business Development Corporation, which is all over the United States. It's part of the SBA. And the resources they have are pretty phenomenal depending on the region. And so I like to really use the resources that I have, including the SBDC. We're seeing, I've met with, probably two or three people already this week that are ones looking to open up a nail salon, you know, and so then I kind of talk them through, okay, do you have a business plan? If you don't, here's the contact of the SBDC where you can get this done. I'm not just a transaction guy, really more built around relationships. And so if I've got knowledge, I like to provide that to my clients. And so the nail salon, they didn't have any idea that, for example, with a nail salon in the state of Colorado and in our county, there's a new rule with the building department that if you have any kind of nail salon, you have to have a special venting system. And, you know, that's, it doesn't matter if you don't do, you know, non-toxic type nails. You have to have it no matter what. So they had no idea about this. And so I was able to share with them, okay, that's going to add about $40,000 to your startup costs. And so really, you know, I do my best to try to educate people and get them positioned for success.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, what's going on out there in the residential world? Because I want some people to get some tangible value too from it, but you keep track of what's happening over there in residential.
Yeah, I do some.
Down or what? What's
going on? Because I think, you know, the residential and commercial really should, they kind of inform each other in a sense, right? You get a sense if there's a hot area, you know, and the homes are starting to sell, well, there's going to be need to be new retail built around there. And so you kind of have to try to at least have a pulse on, generally speaking, what's happening in the market. And I'm no residential real estate expert by any means. I'll leave that to you guys to do your jobs. But we are seeing a slowdown. We finally have the most houses on the market for the next 6 months. So we've got market supply now, I think, for up to 6 months right now. So we're definitely seeing it shift more towards a buyer's market. And definitely seeing price reductions. We're seeing, you know, different things like that. Whereas 2 years ago, you put a house up, it's gone.
Yeah.
You know, and it was the same in commercial in 2022. It was a very, very strong market, but also a market that was getting a little bit out of control. And so about 3 years ago, I knew, I'm like, there's a shift coming. It's got to change. It can't stay this good. Because at some point, you know, people price themselves out of housing, out of their businesses. So there has to be a correction. And that's what we're seeing now, both in residential and commercial, is we're seeing a correction. It's not corrected, but it is correcting.
Gotcha. Interesting. Yeah. And I've been telling people, I feel like we're just going to lose that COVID spike that we had, right? With the crazy low interest rates.
Yeah.
And people were living in their houses the whole time.
Yeah.
And they're like, we're going to buy something, man. So I think we're going to just lose that crazy spike we had in 21, 22.
Yeah.
And I always tell people, like, if you really want to know what your home value is worth, and even a down market, is go back to 18, 19, 20, and kind of see where your values were.
Yes.
And that would be great. So
yeah.
I guess we'll see if that proves to be the point or not, you know, because I doubt we'll ever see any of these $40 a square foot warehouse buildings again.
No, I don't think we'll ever see that again. And the cost of construction is over $200 a square foot, you know, so the new stuff that's coming is expensive because the developers have to be able to get their return.
Yeah, for sure. So look, talk to us a little bit about, when we chatted before, you talked about like things that agents really need to implement in their business. We talked about resiliency in your business. So tell us a little bit also about your backstory and give us a little bit of the history of your resiliency and how where your background has led you, and then speak to agents about resiliency in their business.
Yeah. So, you know, I'll take it back to just growing up. I grew up part of the time all over the United States and part of the time in India. My dad is from India. He's also a preacher. And by the time I was 11, we had lived in 31 different places. And it was a very unstable home. He was very abusive on, you know, so many levels, emotionally, physically, to the entire family. And then he traveled a lot too. And so part of the good thing about being raised that way is that I'm an adaptable person, right? Because I was forced to be. However, that's not what I chose for my kids. I wanted them to have stability, want them to have a landing spot. And so, you know, I got married really young at 19 in the culture that we were in, you know, the religious culture we were in at the time. That was kind of the thing that you did. And so I just thought, well, this is what I'm supposed to do. The way you're supposed to live is very prescribed, right? You do this, you do that, you don't question, you don't doubt. You just, you know, suck it up. And if there's something wrong, it's on you. And so that's the mentality that I had. And it just was ingrained into my very core that I'm at the core a very bad person, you know, because of whatever. And so when I moved to Colorado in 2012, I was going through my own kind of like spiritual journey. Moving here, I ended up working a job that was $8 an hour. You know, I had to drive all over Colorado at this weird gold and silver buying business location. And so, I mean, I was for the first time in my life after I moved here at, you know, in my mid 30s, I was on food stamps. It was the only way that I could feed my family at the time. And so as I'm going through that, it just became like really what I call a dark night of the soul, just a really dark, dark place of trying to figure things out. And I'm working for $8 an hour and what's going on. And over time, and COVID was a huge part, a huge catalyst in my journey, as I'm sure it is for many, many people. But, you know, I'd been in therapy for years, and I highly recommend that everybody finds a therapist that they can trust that will be objective and be a mirror also. Because I think so often we're sitting with our own thoughts in our own brain, and we're conditioned to think a certain way, and we're not challenged to think outside of that. And so I've been in therapy for many years. When then COVID hit, was in a very unhappy place. And I finally had the courage to come out as gay to my therapist. And it was the first time I felt like anybody had ever truly seen me.
Wow.
And he just stopped and he said, "Can we just stop for a moment and bless this moment?" And all of a sudden I was like, wait, at my core, I'm good. Who I am is not bad. And so ended up going through a very, very ugly divorce. It was very difficult. I won't go into details there, but it is still ongoing. You know, I had just bought the 5-acre lot with views of Pikes Peak, you know, started building the custom home, and then all of this happened. And I got to the place where I realized that I was subconsciously killing myself by drinking 2 liters of vodka every other day. I was numbing the pain. I was ignoring it. I was succumbing to the system the way I thought I was supposed to be. And as a result of that process, yes, it's freeing, but you also lose a lot. I lost my business. I lost about 85% of my clients. I had to start a brand new company from scratch, and I had just built one not even 6 months before. You get to this place where you're just like, it just can't get any worse, right?
Yeah.
And there were days where the fear, how am I going to make it? When am I going to see my kids? All these different things that just plague you. And I had to walk through it. Thank God I had just an incredible group of friends and some family that just wouldn't let me go too far down the slope.
Yeah.
You know, but I was pretty close to the bottom. It got to the point where I just had to realize that what I have to do, I've got to recognize the trauma that I've experienced and start working to heal those things. And that can be through therapy. It can be through somatic healing, which I highly recommend. Massage therapy, doing things to take care of me. And the other thing I realized is that when you're in that really, really dark place, you just think it's just darkness. And you just get inside, you know, you just get very internal. And I think sometimes that's important. You need that for your protection and for your health. But I started going out for walks and I would just say, I'm going to notice something beautiful. And I started looking for the beauty in the middle of the deepest, darkest pain, you know, and uncertainty and starting a new business, having to rebrand, start over and come out as a gay brown man in a primarily white, straight dominated business in our community. So it was very, very difficult. But one of the things that I found super helpful to me is finding words of affirmation, finding things that get positive messages into my body, into my brain. And my sister once mailed me like an envelope full of post-its with Sharpie written on it with different things. And I'm to this day, many years later, they're still there. And those little things, it's not a big breakthrough. I think it's the having the resilience and the understanding to know that I can't do everything right now, but what is the next right thing that I can do for me?
Yeah. So speak to agents, I guess, who may be struggling too, because, you know, your story, you were able to kind of rebuild both businesses from scratch and rebuild your entire life from scratch. But speak to some of these agents that are, you know, maybe they're struggling right now. Maybe they're not doing deals. What would you recommend them do to kind of spark some energy and, you know, some motivation and different things in their career right now?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is, why are you doing what you're doing? Understand, is this really what you want to be doing? And if it is, and it's something you're passionate about and you're an expert at, this is the world we chose. I mean, real estate is up and down. You know, it's not all flowers and roses. But I would say, you know, find a business coach. You know, I've got an incredible business coach that has walked me through a lot of this stuff. And lots of times you bring your personal stuff too. And so you've got to sort through what is personal, what's business. And then also, if you feel like you're in a place where you don't have the joy or the passion anymore, again, going back to just, is this what you really feel like you're meant to do? And if it is, then read books, go on walks, do hikes, do things that spark joy in you. And I think just looking for beauty in and of itself was transformational for me, because we only see what we want to see. And if we're kind of walking dead, you know, you're just kind of like trudging through every single day, that energy is felt around you. The people around you, your clients, your potential clients, your online presence. And so I would just find ways to look for beauty and find lanes of gratitude. And you'll find that over time, your energy shifts and the motivation comes back. I think because just watching trash reality TV is probably not going to help you if you're in that kind of state. It's easy to watch, right? But watch a nature show instead. Watch the creation of something. Learn about mushrooms or, I don't know, octopus. So I think find things that interest you and that bring you joy, and find a way to try to incorporate at least one or two of those things into your life every single day.
Yeah, absolutely. I absolutely love that. I'm a big Power of Positive Thinking guy. It's one of my favorite books to sit down and listen to the original audio when I'm in a little bit of a funk. And it just gets you thinking like, man, like, notice some positivity in your lives, you know? And right. I mean, I have little kids, so my little kids just like, they're just trying to kill me every single day. And I just try to find the joy, but oftentimes I'll just get on the floor and get into their world, man, and just go there for a little while. And I think
you nailed something there, is like, get into their world. And that's something you can do with your clients. You know, it's in the questions that you ask your clients. And the thing is, if you are really true to who you are and you're being authentic, you're trying to find, our job as agents is to help our clients accomplish their goals. And so asking questions, listen for questions that people aren't asking and ask those questions. But yeah, I mean, I think you got to get into people's worlds. And you know, you can't really do that if you don't get into your own world. I think we have to learn to step into ourselves with presence, with confidence, and with that understanding that at the core of who we are created to be good. And at the core, that's who we are. And I think if we keep pointing ourselves back to that original goodness that is in us, then we find a little bit more strength you know, and it's an incremental process. This is not a quantum leaps thing. Yes, you're going to have some breakthroughs here and there, but it's that consistency of doing what you love and remembering why you do what you do. 2 years ago, I almost went bankrupt because the market was so bad and I couldn't get out of bed for almost 2 months. But what I realized is I had forgotten why I do what I do. I help people and their businesses succeed. My why had turned into, when's the next check coming in? Can I pay my house payment? Can I pay for insurance? You know, these are all real things that I know many agents are going through right now, but it's like, find those things that bring you joy and try to get yourself in those spaces and surround yourself with the right people.
Finding something like this, a podcast right here, that you're able to get some encouragement, you know, and hear a story about your journey and everything else. So, you know, dive into stuff like this, dive into books, but surround yourself with people who are doing really big things in the real estate business, man, because there's people out there who are just absolutely crushing it. Hey, take them to coffee, you know, take them to lunch, you know, get on a podcast, you know, like stay in that mindset of like actual growth and like living in that world. And I tell you, like, even after 20 years of in being in the real estate business, having this opportunity to do podcasts and, you know, to be in the rooms with you and other top agents, it's just been so amazing for my business to be able to continue to grow and level up and just get that fire and that excitement. Yeah. You know, I woke up this morning and saying, man, look at my calendar. Like, I get the opportunity to do all these amazing things. I get to hang out with this person on this showing, and then I get the opportunity to visit with this group of agents. And man, at 4 p.m., I'm getting to do a podcast with Caleb and hear about his story and what his challenge is. So it's just fun, man, to just live in that space. That's the easy route, to just see like, oh, I'm just going to live in the poor me, or I'm slow, or that's the easy route, man. The hard route is to get up and say like, man, let me just crush my day. Let me reach out to some agents and get in, listen to some podcasts, and like try to get yourself out of this funk.
It's definitely a mindset thing, and it bleeds into every area of your life, right? I mean, and so it took me meeting with other agents, exactly what you said. And it was a friend of mine who's in residential, but we were both struggling. We were like, all right, how do we support each other? How do we help each other? And also looking for things, what are other people not doing? You know, and that's how I fell into podcasting. The market was bad. I'm like, well, what else can I do? Like, I can't make things happen. You know, I can be there and be available and try to get things done. But I started guesting on podcasts and learning from other people and being around like-minded people. And then all of a sudden, it's like a little bit more motivation came. Then one podcast I was on, they were like, we want to produce your podcast. And so we recently started that a few months ago. But I have found that it's that sense of I'm not alone, right? And I think that's one of our biggest fears. I think that's about everyone's biggest fear, is that we're unlovable or we're going to end up alone. And sometimes we silo ourselves into isolation. And so it does take an effort, and it is hard, but I think you're exactly right. We've got to get out there and see what's going on. And again, reevaluate. We've got to check in with ourselves all the time. And when something good does happen, or you get a compliment or something like that, take a moment to pause and recognize that moment of goodness. And I think we so often, we just get so tied into the negative that we just forget. And you can just be, if you get a closing or you get a listing, just to take the moment after it's done, don't just brush it off. Just be like, I did that. You know, not in an arrogant way, but just be like, give yourself an attaboy, attagirl.
Yeah, absolutely, man. And look, the journey is crazy in the real estate business, man. Like, just yesterday, I had a closing. And I met this couple at an open house 10 months prior, had a great conversation with him. They came with their parents that had come with them, and had a great conversation with the parents, but just a good feeling, and just, you know, kept up with them. And I asked if it'd be okay if I kept up with them on, you know, my weekly email. So I added them to my weekly email. 10 months later, I get a phone call from them, and they say, hey, we're qualified now. We're ready to buy a house, right? Yeah. So yesterday, we had the closing on their house, and they called me on their way to the final walkthrough, and they got in a bad car accident. So I'm like, man, dude, what's, are you okay? First off, you know? And they were like, yeah, we're okay. We're just real shook up. But I'm like, where are you? I'm coming.
Yeah.
I'm on my way. Yeah. Like, I don't even want no for an answer. But like, I'm on my way. I'm coming to pick you up. Yeah. So I just drove out there, man. And truck, you know, obviously was damaged and everything else. And it was a bad situation, right? But I care deeply for these people. And I went pick them up off the side of the road. We got the truck out the ditch. And he's just like head in his hands. He's like, man, like, I mean, I'm okay, but I'm upset because my dad recently passed away and that was his truck. And we customized the truck. It was a military truck. He customized it with everything he liked about it. And he's like, my dad loved that truck. He literally never had a brand new vehicle. And that was his first brand new vehicle. And I wrecked it on the way to a closing, you know, for this new house. And I said, dude, one thing, as I said, that truck protected you and from having, cause all the airbags were deployed, the truck was gone, but I'd be like, he protected you. And I said, that accident actually happened not terribly far away from the first place that I actually met him and his dad. And we, him and me and the dad had a great conversation and he really liked me as well. So I said full circle. And then we did the closing, took him to lunch, full circle. The closing was amazing. They were super gracious. Bad first start to the day, but great end to the day. But people in the real estate business, people who are buying and selling and operating, man, they have got some serious things going on in their life, man. And really just finding out what's going on with them. I mean, it was a great journey. It was a crazy journey. Yeah. And just really finding that way to connect deeply with people is like super, super important. So we're kind of getting tight on time already. I figured we'd kind of go through, you know, 30 minutes already. But Caleb, speak to an agent who maybe like you grew up where they struggled with some identity issues and they didn't really aren't fully comfortable in who they are. And now they've found that, or speak to an agent who may be like struggling right now and like really trying to maybe give them a little bit of encouragement to help them like get back to like a good place. Like, what would you say to that agent? Cause man, there are a lot of agents who are struggling right now. There are a lot of agents who are questioning whether or not this is for them. Yeah. So maybe come full circle for us and talk a little bit about what you would say to that agent that may be down and out right now.
Yeah, I would say replace your self-talk with other truth. You've got to move some of the old stuff out, but you've got to have something to replace it with. And I think the biggest thing that I have learned is trust yourself. You know, there's voices all around. But I say this not just like, don't trust yourself on, you know, I need to buy a Louis Vuitton something. That's if you can do that, great. But I'm talking about getting to that place of stillness where you can sit with yourself and enjoy your own company, being content in who you are and who you are becoming. And becoming is a process and it's constant. And you're going to come around this circle again, right? I mean, you're going to come around to this issue, this fear, this depression, this whatever. It's going to happen again. And so this is our chance this time around to deal with this. Let's face it straight on and trust yourself. You've got what you need within yourself. Yes, you learn from other people, you're supported from other people, but if you can get yourself into a place where you're getting the therapy, you're getting the support that you need, you're doing the little things, you're drinking more water, you go out and walk in the grass barefoot. Like, these are all things that can ground and get you through. There's tons of free resources. A great app called The Tapping Solution that helps with your energy. I mean, if you're into, you know, somatic healing, there's great energy healers out there. There's great videos on YouTube for meditation to just get yourself to this place of being grounded. And we're not going to feel that way all day, but it's a moment that you can come back, find a way to come bring markers to come back to yourself. But I would just say, I mean, trust yourself. Listen to yourself. Don't ignore the core of who you are.
100%. And reach out to agents like us that can potentially give you some encouragement, man, and help you be an accountability partner or be a friend or just, you know, have a listening ear, you know. So I hope agents reach out to us for that, you know, and hearing your story and your journey and everything else and everything that you've been through and just to been able to rebuild everything and continue to have that mindset, man, is huge. Cause every realtor starts from square one at the beginning of the year. We're all equal. We haven't made any sales yet. And you just go out and get it, man. Go out and get it. Go all in.
Absolutely. Yeah. And you're worth it to show up for yourself and for other people. You know, there's people around you that need you. Right. And so find ways to serve as well. You know, I think to give back, you know, whether it's volunteering 1 hour a week, you know, or something. Yeah. It's hard out there, but I agree. I mean, I think we should be here for each other within our industries. And, you know, I know there's time I've had to lean on people. And so if there's anything that I can do or my journey has helped, you know, feel free to reach out. I'm open to conversations and would love to try and encourage you.
Yeah, absolutely, man. I appreciate you being vulnerable, man. I know it takes some risk and some, you know, it can be uncomfortable to tell your story, but it's can be certainly encouraging to other agents to be vulnerable and to share what was a major challenge for you in your life, man. Because, you know, there are some agents right now who are experiencing some major challenges in their lives, and people are going through a whole lot. So, man, you know, reach out, find some mentorship, ask questions, get therapy if you need it. Don't go with it alone, man. Yeah. I mean, we're here to help other agents, and we're across the country from each other. We're hours away, and we're sitting here chatting about encouraging agents who are struggling. Yeah. So, Caleb, appreciate you being a part of it, my brother.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure being with you.
Yeah, not a problem. Well, look, guys, I'm going to put some of Caleb's contact information in the details of the podcast, and we'll put some of his social media stuff as well, so you can go follow him and reach out, man, because we're here to help you. So let us know how we can, and we'd be happy to give you some encouragement or jump on a Zoom call and just kind of hear about what's going on in your life, man, and see if we can help you. So, Caleb, thanks again, my brother.
Thank you.
All right, guys. I hope that you guys have an amazing day.